It is Monday, December 30th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Iraq's prime minister accuses the U.S. of violating his nation's sovereignty after U.S. airstrikes in the country kill 25 people. Meanwhile, the New York Times claims Donald Trump's national security team tried to convince him to reverse his freeze on aid to Ukraine after the public learned about the hold. And lastly, a new report from Bloomberg News says the 500 richest people in the world have increased their collective wealth in 2019 by 25%. That's nearly $1.2 trillion, folks.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Iraq's prime minister on Sunday accused the Trump administration of violating his nation's sovereignty after airstrikes against a pro-Iranian group in Iraq killed at least 25 fighters and injured dozens more. Pentagon claimed the airstrikes, which Donald Trump approved late Saturday, were, quote, a defensive response to Iraqi militias' rocket attacks on a military base last week that killed an American contractor. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not rule out further military action against the Iranian-backed militias. Iraqi leaders grappling with huge street protests against corruption and Iran's enormous political influence there reportedly fear their country could become a battleground between Tehran and Washington. According to the AFP, significant elements of the Iraqi political class view the 5,200 U.S. troops currently in the country as a threat, with Sunday night's airstrikes reviving calls for them to leave the country. The New York Times has a report that claims Donald Trump's national security team tried to convince him to reverse his decision to freeze military aid to Ukraine immediately after the public had learned about it. Times says John Bolton, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, Mike Pompeo sat down with Trump in August to present their individual cases for releasing the aid to Ukraine. Trump reportedly responded to the trio by saying, "Ukraine is a corrupt country," and adding, "We are pissing away our money." The White House has maintained that no quid pro quo with Ukraine occurred as the aid was released, despite the fact that Trump was impeached by the House earlier this month on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress relating to that very same Ukraine scandal.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
500 richest people in the world, all of whom are billionaires, gained a combined $1.2 trillion in wealth in 2019. This according to a new Bloomberg News analysis published on Friday, which found that the planet's 500 richest people saw their collective net worth soar by 25% to $5.9 trillion over the last year. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos lost nearly $9 billion in wealth in 2019. Before you break out the violins, he will still likely end the year as the richest man in the world with a total net worth of $116 billion. Bloomberg notes that in the U.S., the richest 0.1% control a bigger share of the pie than at any time since 1929. The report comes as 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, particularly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have made inequality a major component of their policy platforms. Warren has proposed an annual 2% tax on assets over $50 million and a 3% tax on assets above $1 billion. Sanders, who has said he does not believe billionaires should even exist, is calling for a wealth tax that would slash the fortunes of U.S. billionaires in half over the next 15 years. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickies.
Civil rights icon Representative John Lewis of Georgia is undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer, his office announced on Sunday. The Democrat has represented Georgia's 5th congressional district since 1986. European Commissioner Phil Hogan tells the Irish Times that he believes the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will abandon his pledge not to extend the transition period for UK's exit from the European Union beyond December 2020.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. And don't forget, the Majority Report will be back live Thursday at noon. We still have some best ofs to hear.